The very important Rashi Neuromoid, something Mavomoid in the Parasha of Kisetze. So something Mash Mavo. It says here, of having a weight. Everything, you didn't see it, but Hamo made sure they saw with weights. They had a weight, everything was weighted. Put a kilo of oranges, they weighed it with a weight. That weight, everything was made with, now they have electric, but before they had weights. So it says here in the Torah, in the end of Kisetze, that if you have a false, people have made trick with weight. They had a weights. They weren't properly. They weren't. They a kilo. They made it not a kilo. They made it less than a kilo. They fool. You can fool. You can make a weight that's not proper. It's not correct. So it says in the Torah, in the end of Kisetze, Lo yelecha bekischa even ve'even. Meaning, don't fool with a false weight. It says Rashi something magal. But says in masitza came. If you fool with weights, lo yelecha klum. You lose all your money. Okay, this person thinks they fool. They can trick people, poor people. But the end of the inn will be you lose all your money. Says Rashi, you lose everything. You think people don't know. And they don't know a kilo, not a kilo. They can't know. No one knows anything. So you can fool. Say, I'll make a kilo, not a kilo, less than a kilo. And I'll fool. People think they can make money with trickery. Yes, people do that. Don't people hold that way? You trick money. If you trick, you'll gain. It says in Torah, Rashi, in masitza kain lo yelcha kum. You lose all your money. Look at this. Says Rashi, but on the other hand, if you're straight, and if it's a king, you'll gain a lot of money. Pella. That's what she people. If you trick with weights, you'll lose all your money. If you don't trick, if you're fair, you'll gain a lot of money. Pella.
Yeah, I sometimes see some people are shakara and they make money.
They make money, right? But in the end, they'll lose everything. Could be they'll gain in the short run. They'll gain money. I don't know how long it's going to be. No one knows. But it says in Rashi, if you trick with your money, you lose all your money. You lose everything. Rashi says, the Torah says, not Rashi. The Torah says twice the words lo yelecha. Extra words to tell me that if you do a trick around, lo yelecha, you lose all your money. And it says twice yelecha to show you if you're fair and yosher. You'll have a lot of money. But b'schar that you don't trick and you don't fool people and everything, you have a lot of money. It's opposite of what people think. If you trick, you gain money because you're tricking. And you gain money. People, it seems to be trickery works. It seems to be made the beginning, but in the end, it won't work. If you're fair and straight, you have a lot of money. If you trick and you fool, you lose all your money. See this? Deva Neurim. This is a Deva Neurim. It's Rashi, it's a pasuk in Chumash. Rashi is saying it as chat in the pasukim of Chumash. You have to be straight. Don't be trickery. People not a business. People are a business. Have to know this, that they can't, they trick, they lose all the money. They fool, lose all the money. So, I mean, Hashem is the one giving all the money, and Hashem knows everything, how people are doing it. If you're tricking, take away all the money. If you're not tricking, if you're fair, you'll earn a lot of money, you'll get a lot of money. It's a very fascinating thing I share with you. Right, so. Right. It's very nice thing here in the beginning of the parasha. Beginning of the parasha, it says here four parshas. One Bayit Vas Torah, a parasha Bayit Vas Torah is the first parasha. Second parasha is Ben Sora Mura. Second parasha is Ahu Ben Tzmua. And the third parasha is Ben Sora Mura. The fourth parasha is Mishpat Mavis. says in Rashi, it's all Torah Zeh B'Zeh. The person goes to Mechama and sees a fast Torah, very beautiful woman, a goy, and he wants her. So the Torah says, okay, we'll let you have her, because there's no way out, you'll do the Isser, we'll let you have a fast Torah. But at the end, what's going to be with that fast Torah? She'll be a snua. You're going to hate her. In the end, hate her, there'll be a Bensorah Murah. Everything is always there, but there. How much is there, unbelievable, how much you love your wife is totally how the children, some marvel. If you want good children, love your wife. If you fast Torah, don't love her. Stop. Cheshek. You have taiva for her. Cheshek. Not real ava. Not real ava, so she'll become a snua. Become a snua will come a Bensorah Murah. Hear this, unbelievable. See, in the Torah it says here, it's so ignorant. If you have to your wife Ava, they'll be good children. The Ava of Ish V'Isha is Yotzer good children, the Ava. If you don't love her, then you won't be good children. It says in our parasha. And Dovid HaMelech, married, had a son Avshalom, wasn't good, made him read the negative the father, wanted to kill the father, the whole Shmuel, and so where did Avshalom come from? Avshalom came from Eifas Torah. David married Eifas Torah, and he had Avshalom because he married Eifas Torah. And they asked David. The Gemara says to Hedrin, they asked David, "How'd you do this?" And the sequence that David made wasn't aware of the smichus of our parsha. It's not clear. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asks how David married Fast Torah came a Bensorah Murah of Shalom. So really, this is a very big yisod. You have to love your wife, love her really, a love amiti. The more you love her, really a love amiti, the more is good children. The children are totally in Ava. An Ava of Baal Ishto. It says in our parasha, this big yisod, a nerve. The children are totally in Ava. If you have them Ava Amiti, then the children needs a beer. It's a big Ramban. We have to once learn, is there a Ramban here? Ramban has wrote a whole letter of Shesh Prakim and the Sugya. Avish V'Isha, it's a very Amuk Ramban, you have to learn it, and it's a big limud, but Ramban is masber in some orphan, which is not so clear, why it is Azei, right? See, Ramban
where,
says,
where's
the Ramban? There's a chibur of Ramban and Avish V'Isha. See, it's not called Kisvehor Ramban, or Hebrew, Anish V'Isha. So big yisod here. It says in our parasha that Ish V'Isha, the Ava Ish V'Isha is totally the children. Children are totally in the Ava of Ish V'Isha. So big yisod normal. So. I say, and the Velt says that there's a word, I once heard a word from Pesach Kronstitzer. He said, how do you have Bensorah Murah? It says in the Pesach, Kiel Ish Bensorah Murah, Nenu Shemea, Bekol Aviv or Bekol Imo. It says in the Torah, Bekol Aviv or Bekol Imo. He said, it's from Sfer, not this, that in the house has two voices. The call Aviv and call Imo. That's not a good thing. You have to have one voice. Call Aviv and Imo together. Not like it's call Aviv and call Imo. If you have the house has call Aviv and call Imo, you have two things happen in the house, the father and the mother, different colors, and then comes the Bensorah Murah. You have to have, like we said, so last week, one call. The Ish V'Isha have to be together, which that was last week, together. They're living together. And they're allowed to argue. They're allowed to argue, but they have to reach a dagger where they have one day in I mean, they can argue, they better argue, but they should reach the darga of one day, how to run life, how to raise children, everything, how to live together. I think it's as firm as I have to look at the Mokad, but it's very nice digging in the pasuk. Kol Oriv, Kol Imo, that's two colors, so two colors have come back to me. So this week we said the Indian of how Ish V'Isha are one. They're one. You have to reach a matzav that two people marry, two people b'chal, different people b'chal, different homes, different backgrounds, everything different. They're totally two worlds come together in one house, and they have to come to be one. That's come together one. So we see in there's a letters of Rav Kivegra, the sefer Michtevei Rav Kivegra, Michtevei Kivegra, very important. So that in there's a letter of the Michtevei Kivegra. So there are three letters on marriage, which is very chashuv. Whatever he writes is chashuv, and he writes something very fascinating. How he was married. He's married, Baruch Hashem. So he writes things that are very mechudish on marriage. Rav Kivegra, Lo Aleinu, he lost his first wife. His first wife, Kivegra married about 14, 15 years old. He married 20 years, and Lo Aleinu, his wife passed away. So now he's writing a Baruch's first wife. So he writes, we said last week, a sod that a wife is a present. Hashem gave you a present. Everyone that married Hashem Kala, a wife, after a present. The person has to know it's a present nerva. His wife is a present. Hashem gave him a present. And if he'll cherish her like a present, he'll cherish her. He'll help her. He'll encourage her. He'll be nice to her, good to her, everything. As a present, then she'll be a present in all his life. There'll be nifla. So the Kivegra writes that whatever he said, he writes in his letter. He said we said a present. So he said here. I read the lashon of his lashon. He says, "Avas, it's just an urim. Person marries young. It's a different marriage. He's marrying young. He's young. She's young. It's like a whole." They're young together, they have koach, they have strength together, the urim. He married her young, 14, she was five, also 14. He married, it's just the urim. Asher Hanan Elkimus Avdo, Hashem gave him a chanina. See, he knows the whole Torah, and the whole Torah writes in Shuvas, and he's writing the whole Torah Shuvas, and he knows the whole Torah. We learn every word he writes, and I'm going to learn soon. We're going to soon learn a suya of Tumah in Pesachim. He has a kasha. The whole belt is this kasha is the whole suya, and everyone has done what he asked, what he meant, something matter, whatever he wrote. And he says that Hashem gave him his wife as a chanina, like a grace. So we see here a big yisod of marriage is anova. Anova, if you want to have a good marriage, you'll be an anov. What's on earth? You'll hold your wife, Demis, as a present, as a chanina, and you'll know her, we'll say, you'll know her mindless, what she is, and how good she is. And so Rav Kivegra held Demis. He not faking, not pretending. He held his wife as much more above him. Not in Gemara, but in Midos and everything. He held, that's how one should hold Demis. The wife is way above you. Way above you. Which is way above you in many yonim. And Mela, Hashem gave her to you as a chanina, as a gift atzum. And once you hold that way and you live as a, then she'll feel that. Wife feels everything. Would you feel? She feels exactly. You feel, she knows exactly how you feel. Everything. So, David held his wife because it's a chanina, a grace, it's an unbelievable matana he has. She felt that. Yeah, they had a life of nerve, mavi, life, mother. So from the letter shows you a bit. We can't know a lot, but a bit how deep the keshe was, how good the marriage was. Let's see, it says here this one line here. It's a very chashuv line. But so just to say over the line that they writes here, this is the biggest part of this. He writes here, Kamin Rabos. He's writing, not exaggerating, he's writing Bemis. It's Pamin Rabos, Hoyli Masa Umatan Ima. Many times I used to argue with her, the Kuach, Yisra Hashem, Tuchatil Laila. I used to argue with her many times, Yerushimayim, till middle of the night. Pella, Tema, Mavel. See, we don't do that. Lo Shimati, I don't do that. I think Lo Shimati. People argue a little bit here and there, argue a little bit here and there, but not Pamin Rabos, Masu, Mata, Kurach Yus Hashem, Pachu Lalo. Lo Shimanu, anybody? Lo Shimanu. So, and what's this? So, I'll tell you this secret. People, that Ish V'Isha marry, they're different deals, everything different, but they get along. They get along, they make pshoras, but the sort of another. See, how do you argue? When you argue with a person in learning, you have to argue with him, Pshat and Rashi and Tosfos. You have to argue with another. The equals another. You hear what it said. You hear what it said, you answer, he answers you back and forth. By Ish V'Isha, it's come into marriage. They have a daya. You daya, her daya, and the Baal there, the Baal holds his day very strongly. Afghan Shlevitz, the holy Afghan Shlevitz would say, the Gemara in Erevin, that the Gemara in Erevin says, Beshamay and Beshillel. So the Gemara says in Erevin, very fascinating, Beshillel is the halacha. Why? The man Zachar Beshillel, halacha like him, says the Gemara, that Beshillel would first hear what Shammai said. Before he said his own, hear what Shammai said. Then he heard Shammai, then he said holy hell. They first heard Shammai. Because if you first hear your own, you don't hear anything else. You say, I hope Adea, you don't hear anything else. Because we had another, Beshillel was Zachar Mitzan, another, so Rifki Beg was a big honor to him. When he argued with his wife, he heard what she says. He heard what she says. This is amazing, something magical. He's good with Adora. He knows the whole Torah, and he's that Torah, and the whole Torah. But he hears what his wife says, and he's makshiv her what she says, and that she can argue with him. Pamin Rabos, Masu Matin, Chatzia Laila, Mago. So we have got a big Rebbe, Rav Nachman Pritzovitz, big Rebbe. So what was the Magla? Big going, I think, Magla was, he heard everyone. He heard what everyone said. Another. He heard it. He's the big God, he knows the Osuya, knows the Otur. And there comes the Bacha, American Bacha, comes, tells him a Sfera. Who's he Bachal? He doesn't know anything. Oh, it's a good Sfera. Yeah, wow. Nifla. He praises the Bacha. Smela, the Bacha said, wow, Nifla. So everyone came, everyone spoke to him because he heard. People, it's to hear, a person who hears others is a rare Mila, rare. Who has the Mila? Not so clear. Who has the Mila? But another man had the Mila. He heard what everyone heard well. Hashem should help us get the Mila a little bit. So, but Kinegu had the Mila. Another, he heard what she said. She argued with him. She doesn't know Shas, like he. He knows everything, but she could argue with him. Masu matu, said something mavo moy. So they were married in a earthen mavo, mavo moy. There's one line here. It says a line. It said with him. Well, it's a shayla. See, there's a big shayla. There's a big suffix in marriage. How to marry? Tell you a suffix how to marry. See, everyone in life has worries. There are many worries in life. That many things. So, do you tell your wife your worries or not? That's the suffix. Yesh l'istapik. Tell her worries or not tell her worries. So we'll tell her study. Once that is, tell her worries and she'll help you, and maybe advise you what to do, or see, she has also worries. So to tell her more worries, And the worries of men are like not so worries that not so mistaber. They're wild worries, something wild, not something always mistaber. They're worries. Miller, tell her why she'll think you're crazy. Miller, it won't go good. So during a cloud, I think men don't tell their wives worries. Rav Kinega told her, this is the Lushin. He says, as me, Asir, that goes side by side, he told her all his words. Because why? He and she were so close together. They were one. They were one. Mila. She's him. He's her. She's him. Mila. Worries. My words are her worries. Her words are my worries. Something another. Something well. Something very Elyon.
So we shouldn't.
Unless we have a marriage, it's like very, very good. Unless we have a marriage, very good. In fact, we shouldn't. You have to have a good marriage. And that, if you have a marriage, then suddenly Megan had a marriage and there was like something very high, made it very high.
There's an opposite of Rebbe Nosson, Bal Taiva Sikh on Isha, it says exactly what the Rebbe said now. Philem Ishtoi, the other Rebbe says, example, you come home, you tell the wife, this person embarrassed me. And then right. She says, yeah, you're talking, you're worth it, you deserve it.
Right.
So it also says a chayr that you should not say.
Right, and it's Ian, right, regular. Right, the Rebbe didn't see Korach came home and said, remember, Shemaino shaved us. We all shaved. They had no hair in the cloud. All the things that made his wife. Okay, needs Ian. Look at this. There's a keta here, which is I think the highest there is in the world. I don't know anything, but look at the keta. It says in one letter that Rav Kinega married again a second time. But right here something magical. He writes here, and he still got a lot of children from his first wife. The one he had married. Two married, but most of them weren't married. They came into second marriage, and he says what he writes here. His second wife, the children of his first wife held that the second wife gave birth to them, and was expecting with them. He says, every word is the emes. He's not exaggerating. He says, Yiruah v'yachadua kilu hora osam gam yodosam ben hefresh. There's no chiluk of the first ima, second ima, not stepmother, real mother. The real mother was the second wife, was the real mother. She gave birth to them. She gave birth to them. Tell them. That's not true. She gave birth to them. The beer is that she, that you know, Kagan and second wife were so close. They were always married. Not second marriage, the first marriage. It's another. It's all another. The Kagan, they sold another. Hakol another. Another, the sort of life, Lima Torah, marriage, everything in life is totally anova. That's the whole life. Megim was matzich as anova. That's what we heard from Holy Rebbe, Rav Chaim Brim, from Chazanish. Anova was the sodas of life, and Rav Kinega had anova atzuma. Mela was very matzich. Kinega writes that he was very, very against becoming a rov. Very, very. Rav was the furthest thing he wanted, very, very not, was betrayed against it. He wanted to become a shamash in a shul or a watchman in a factory, and say, but he wasn't able to. Right, so there's another thing here. Right, so there's another miktav here where it says here that Rav Kinega and his first Rebbetzin had a big vikuach, had a parnasa, a big shayla, had a parnasa. Kinega held a shamshin, a shul, and a watchman in a factory, and earned a little money, and very good. But she and the children together held. They have to have some money, they have to have some food, some clothing. You can't stand and live like with nothing. So they held not that way. Kinega and his wife had a bibi kuach, had a parnasa. Kinega held that becoming a rabbi is the worst of the worst. Kinega says something more. Kinega says in the letter, the Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, a rav, every rav has to see Gehenim under him. A rav has shilas, chickens, and everything all day shilas. He must see Gehenim under him. Rabbi passed him Gehenim. If he's passing it wrong, we go to Gehenim. And Kinega says he saw that. He said, we call Ace Gehenim Tachtai. He says he saw Gehenim under him. Kinega was a big gadol. he had shabbos all day, all in the whole Torah. He said he saw Kenim, so he I can't do it. How can I live as a Kenim under me? Impossible, Mela. He can't be a Ruch. But since his wife wanted him to be Ruch, and the children wanted to be, he wasn't able to say no, he can't be Ruch. It's another Atsumi. If you have another initiative to your wife and really hold of her and really, really, really be mechavid her, she'll be mechavid you, and it'll be nifla. That the guy is the worst in the world. The frat in the marriage is the worst. Another is the best for everything in life and frat marriage. So you have to have another, hold of her, hold of her as a big, big present. Very, 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 very chashuv. Okay, so yeah, this is a little bit. So we see from this letter that he and wife were very, very close. Very close, very close together, very Kesher Adi Moed. Mela, he was very Matzia. Not Mela. The Kesher of Ish Isha is the sword of life. How much you and she are together and do it together is how life is. So see, in our parasha of Kiseitse is the mitzvah of a simach. The mitzvah of a simach is ishto in the first year. And the chinuch is a very important chinuch here. You have to learn the chinuch. Everyone should learn the chinuch. In Tov Kut Pei Beis, in our parasha, it says in the chinuch, what's the yisod of a simach? Why does Hashem say, make her happy? Why does Hashem say stay home or in the first year? So he says here, we said it now, he says it. Hashem wants good children, says the chinuch. Wants good people, the malde chen lifnei Hashem. And how do you get that? A good marriage. He said, the sod is clear. The sod of, you have to learn this chinuch very, very, very well. The sod of children is the marriage. How much the isha are together. They love each other. They're only thinking of each other. They're thinking of her, she's thinking of him. All day. Not only with their home, the chal. They're thinking of each other all day. That kesher, thinking of her, him thinking of her, she thinking of him all day, that makes good children. Mela, if you have a simach, you have to make her happy and stay with her and know her. It says in the chinuch, something very murdered. He says, lahargil hateva inma u lahadbik harotzon etzah. You only want her. Ulahachnis tziura v'chol pavavim. Her whole life is in the Baal's heart. Whatever she's doing, he's thinking about, and it's what Mela. He's thinking about her. She's thinking about him. The children are niflamu. He says something mother. So that Mela, children of that marriage, which Mela, that they were sima. So and it says in the chinuch, let's see, I must say something very chashuv. Never tell your wife ever that there's a mitzvah of a simach. Don't tell her. Don't tell. The word mitzvah is not a good word. It's not a chashuv word. Don't say ever the word mitzvah. Whatever you do, I want to do. I enjoy being home with you. I enjoy learning at home. It's very nice at home. I learn well at home. Don't say mitzvah. Mitzvah makes it mechanical. Yeah, mitzvah, mitzvah. It's not you're not doing. The mitzvah is to do it, but like one thing. That is the mitzvah. Do it with natural rutzin. That is the mitzvah. Not that's mitzvah. This says it. So Mela, don't tell her. Tell her, I enjoy being home. I enjoy. It's good being home. See, and the wife will say, no, I'm ochel to go out. I want you to come, learn. I'm happy. So I say, don't take that mechila. Don't say no, but don't say the mitzvah. Not mitzvah. Say, I enjoy being home. I learn well home. I enjoy being home. So don't condemn. But people do that. They can't take the mechila, and then they have to make kesher. They can make kesher with the wife. Make kesher. So those who have kesher, the first year is the main year. You're still alone together with our children. After Hashem will help everyone, our children, then they'll be busy. Busy with more children, Hashem shall help everyone. There won't be enough time. Maybe the first year, there's time, and talk to her, smooth with her, know her, she'll know you, and it'll be very, very good. The chinuch says that mechila doesn't help. Doesn't help mechila, says the chinuch, because I want good children. Good children is totally in being together, so one help mechila, says the chinuch. One help mechila. A fascinating thing. So I heard from Avrech Shlita, who heard from Afia Kotler, who heard from Rabbi Aaron Kotler. Achilish is that we have the chinuch. So says Ryan Kotler that this chinuch, amol can be gotten in 1 year, but our life, our doros are not so miyusha. We have to have 5 years to get this chinuch that says kesher, grutzen, ava, tzira, believe. It's 5 years. See, achilish kotler. That he said it. I mean, we can't say it ourselves, but he said it now. If he said it, it's Pasha, Shita, I think. But that Ryan Cut lived many years ago, 60 years ago. So now in our Doros, we're moving further. We're not Bacham Yushev, nothing in Yushev, everything is not from Yushev, Mele, Moyes. So we have to spend all our life doing Mitzvah Mesima and knowing her, and she knowing you, and thinking about her, thinking about you, Mele. Hashem should help us, right? Help us get this ma'ala of the simach of knowing her and thinking about her, thinking about you. Then it will be nifla. Then children. Because life is children. Children is equal of life. And children is totally how much this risha are biyachad. Something. Everything is totally in the marriage. Totally in the marriage. Everything is totally. There's a story that Rav Gan Shlita, a big rav named Rav Sol Gan Shlita, a Rav Gadol. So Rav Gan Shlita, Shev for Shlema, said a very hushful thing. Gan was married 54 years, and Rav Gan said that all my life, every day of the 54 years, were the same romimus as coming home from the hall the night of the chasen. Not chasen, the night, not chasen, coming home together, wow, niflamoy. So Rav Hagan said, the whole life, 54 years, were the same matzah every day of life, every day. Ches elu, and every day of life, ches tamuz, everything, was the same romimus as coming home from the hall. Rabbi Gan said a story. I heard from him a story that once there was a boy, 15 years old, wasn't learning well, wasn't acting properly, and Shiva said they must tell him to leave. He's my friend, Shiva must tell him to leave. So they said they must tell him to leave. Grant said no, middle of the year, where will he go? They made it din Torah by the yeshiva and the parents made din Torah by Rav Olba. Rav Gans was there, Shlita was there, and they what to do? Is the yeshiva allowed to tell him to go, or must they keep him? So Rav Olba heard the whole thing and said that they must keep him. They can't tell him to go in the middle of the year. That was the talk of the shaila. Then Rav Olba told the parents that this boy is 15 years old. Says 16 years ago, you ruined this child. He told the parents, and God was there. You ruined him because your marriage wasn't good. Your child came out and not good. I mean, the law they know, children aren't so. The parents ruined them. So you have the Christ and the parents to love each other. Hashem should help us say all that. Be mechaber each other, honor each other, help each other, speak to each other nicely, always. We'll say the Rambam here. You have to learn the Rambam all your life. Every week, learn the Rambam, every day. If you put not Gemara, not have one, not Gemara, put my Gemara. I learn every day. The Rambam says, and Tesvav, Ishus, Halacha, this is the whole life. Rambam is the whole life. It says, "V'yir di'gur imo benachas." Or talk to benachas nicely, lovingly, pleasantly. Ram says a kiddush. Lo ye otzei. Ram says a kiddush. Kiddush noira. Lo ye otzei. Don't be sad. You don't have to be sad in the house. Kiddush. God no Ramam made up a new thing. There's no makor. Pashto, we haven't found a makor in the Chazal for this Ramam. Ram says a kiddush. Lo ye otzei. You don't have to be sad. Because if you said, then you are said, and she said, everyone said, making her sad. It's not COVID. Making her sad is not COVID. You have to make her happy. You have to be happy in the house, always happy. Tell her something very chashuv. But oy benachas, talk to her benachas, always nicely, lovingly, happily, tell her what everything happened.
Okay. What if she's sad? Are you supposed to be sad with her?
Yeah, no, so you have to feel her sadness, but not be sad. You have to feel her sadness, but not be sad. Feel her. Feel her being sad, but not be sad. Right? You have to know how to do that. You have to ligon learning. That's it. Ligon learning. Then you're happy. Then she'll be sad. You'll feel her sadness, but not be sad. You're holding him something. No, oh, sure. Balkov, Truma, a Bayer rubber. You're holding a Bayer rubber. You're not holding. Holding my rose, you'll be with us. You'll feel her being sad. Don't be sad. You don't be sad. Only feel her sadness. So this is a very nice chazanish. Chazanish is a famous letter of chazanish. It's not in Negris. It's brought down by Ravolba in the countries of Chassanim. And the mitzvah of the simach, very letter mavel. So the letter says, "B'simach es ishto chova, chova." So this is the sefer quote from Rav Chaim Friedlander, very good sefer, and ishto isha. So he says pshat in whole letter. He says every letter, every line. He says pshat. So he says chova. What's the chiddush of chova? Says Rav Friedlander. Meet the see our parasha. Our parasha, see, we're in the parasha, it shows where the famous story for if you're learning and the parasha comes up and you're learning, it shows you're in the right matzah. So the simach, where when the parasha was simach, it says in the Torah, our parasha of Kitzeitze. If a Klal Yisrael is oising in Muhammad, and everyone, but the person is Shonra, he goes back, doesn't take no taking a drachim, doesn't do anything, noki lebeso, noki, chova. I Klal Yisrael is in a big matzav, sakana Muhammad. So says Rav Friedlander, that the same way the soldiers are building Klal Yisrael, making Klal Yisrael strong by fighting, he's building Klal Yisrael the same way. If you build your marriage, build your house, make it strong, you're building Klal Yisrael like the army. Because you're building, like we said, if you have a good marriage, there's good children. It's a binyan, of Klal Yisrael. So says Kate said, how do you make her happy? Says the biggest soul, the Chazanish. The Isha wants in life one thing, to find Chen Beni Baila, just that, nothing else. Wants Chen Beni Baila, Chen. Wants the Baal to like her and love her and be happy with her. She wants Chen. So how do you get that? By talking to her. Talk to her. She says, Ribui Sicha. Talk to her a lot. And Ritzui. This is the way of a Simach. It says the Mishnah, a Pasuk, a Mishnah. Al-Tabasicha in the Isha, not talking about Shona Shona, not talking about the Isha that has to have Ritzui. Don't tell her people who are arguing with you, not that. Just tell her life, Bachal, life, and talk to her about life, her life, your life, and what you did, not Machlexin. But then there's no Tabasicha, that Sicha is Mekayim her, the Sicha with her. And like we see from Rav Akiva Eiger, Pamim Rabos, Mas Magnito, that was after Shana Shana, that sicha was mine with them, mine with him, her, and the house never talk to her. Maybe add something. One doesn't have to tell his wife his whole life history. They failed this test. One shouldn't tell her that. Just tell her about life. About life, not what he was not good at. Correct. Not mustabi to talk about. But just talk to her. And this speaking is makes kesher, makes you know her, and makes you know her, and she'll know you. And there'll be a big kesher. And this kesher, this mitzvah simach is very, very chashuv. Very chashuv. We have to do it. See, this is a big mashkiach in the Bnei Brak. The name we have Nachum Diemann, a shlita, a very chashuv person. Nachum Diemann, shlita. I hear from him a lot of shmuzin. So he said over in one shmuz that he's Shalom Bais. So what Shalom Bais says? Say a couple comes to him and they're married 15 years and they have not Shalom Bais. He says the reason is because they don't have kesher. So what's the etzer for not Shalom Bais? They have to have a new Shana Rishona, So year 16 is the etzer atzuma. The year 16. Come home 8 o'clock. Talk to her. If there's children, talk to her in the morning, in the bedroom, and an hour. And that everything. Then once they talk to church, like an hour a day or more, whatever, then makes kesher, and everything is good. The whole chesaron shalom bayis is missing kesher, and the missing kesher is not speaking to each other. They speak to each other well, and that's niflamay. So the mitzvah simach is a very important mitzvah. And we have to do it now, across all of life, not just the first year, all of life. You have to see the mitzvah, the inner of marriage, that doesn't go like this time, it just rolls along. It has to have chizuk tamidim. Every day, chizuk. It doesn't just roll. It goes regular. It has to have big chizuk. Every day, every week, chizuk has to have chizuk. And Mela, that doesn't go as we said in the Goyin. See, the Goyin says in Mishlei, famous, that everything in life goes up or down. Nothing goes the same. Nothing stays the same. Everything stays the same, it goes down. The same is going down. You have to go up all the time, rise all the time. It's so nerve. Rise all the time. Mela, marriage has to have every day to rise. How do you rise every day in marriage? What's the reason? What's the shtaggy in marriage? That you see it's matana. You see her. You see how good she is. How much of her suffer in life she is to you. And appreciate her. Feel with a chizuk. You have to think about every day the marriage. How she is. How you the present. We said the last week. That Rabbi Finkel told me once that you have to tell your wife every week, but tell her not some words, tell her with your heart that you're the best present in my life. Tell her shtag with your heart, not some words. Tell her with your heart and mean it. And mean it. If you mean it, then she'll say wow. She won't say wow, but she'll be very, very happy with you, and then there'll be a good life. You have to always stay. Next time, stay married. Yeah, okay. Today, tomorrow, next week, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos. Not before. Every week, like Gemara. Gemara, have to learn Gemara again. Balchov, Abayev Rav, again. What do they mean? What are they saying? More than everything like marriage. Again, everything shut. Like now we have Shabbos. Shabbos coming. Make it a very good Shabbos. Yeah, we have to make a very good Shabbos with her. Yeah, you have to be mukhan. What's in the parsha? The mukhan, the word in the parsha, Rashi, Chumash. What's in the parsha? You have to be very, 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 very mukhan. Then once the more mukhan, the more in the parsha, you'll be able to say. Let's say words that simple, not lamushin words, which you won't understand. Words that simple, stories and nice things about the parsha. Rashi has everything in the parsha. Everything Rashi say Rashi in the parsha and be mukhan. How was a good Shabbos? And then it will be shtarka. Yes, Hashem should help us that we kind the mitzvah of a simach, and make a marriage well stuck, make it growing. Has to grow. Everything has to grow. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Grow. Hashem should give us children that want to learn, want to do mitzvahs, and Hashem should give us big hatzlacha. I say something. There's the famous urcha. Say over. Probably you know, but say over. There's a famous urcha near. The urcha near has a famous, very famous piece in the Hazinu. The sefer called Minchas Oni of urcha near. So he has a famous piece. So he says that when Rosh Hashanah is Chal B'Shabbos, like the, this year, we haven't got shofar. He says a year without shofar is not a simple year. We have to have a big Sefer Shemaya. We haven't got shofar on the first day to have a good year. So what's the etz? He says the etz is we should very mechabit Shabbos because Shabbos. He said, "See, famous mushal. It says the mushal that a sar did a avera neged the melech. So he has to get a einish. But his wife said, I'll go with you. I know the melech. I'll go with you. And the wife went with him and turned for him and the melech parted him. So who's our wife? Shabbos. Says in Bazug, the Shabbos that has another Bazug. Klal Yisrael is the Basu. So for Klal Yisrael, we have Shabbos as a wife to fight. We have to honor Shabbos. We have to make Shabbos well. I make Shabbos well. You have to be mukhan for what it say Shabbos table. Vortim, Maisim. Make Shabbos well. You have to make Shabbos well. It'll be good. We should make Kabbalah to write down if we should. Maybe we should make Kabbalah what to say. What we'll write, go to the Shabbos table, write down today. Erev Shabbos, we'll say a Maisa, a word on the Shabbos table. It's simple things. And if we do that, we'll be very, very good. We'll make a Shabbos of Aliyah. But this year, Shabbos, we haven't got Shabbos for Rosh Hashanah, and now it's Shabbos for Rosh Hashanah. We have to be very careful on Shabbos to make Shabbos well. Shem Shalom, make Shabbos well. And we should have a year of big Bichat Sachar.
This week's light for us, and it's the Mitzvah of the Elohim. So here's the last 2 years.